Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy, happy New Year! New Year on this New Year's Day! May the snow be whiter and the sun be brighter when you're out to play! Happy, happy New Year! New Year all the New May you grow up taller, may your tears be smaller, and your wishes come true. May the wind be right when you're out to fly your kite. May your toy soldiers win every battle that they're in.
Happy, happy New Year!
New Year, we're so glad to say. May your days be very merry from this January day. Happy New Year.
May the snow be whiter and the sun be brighter when you're out to play.
May the wind be right when you're out to fly your kite. May your toy soldiers win every battle that they're in. Happy New Year, we're so glad to say.
May your days be very merry from this January day.
Well, this is our very first Timeless Vinyl of the year, so a very happy new year to you. May it only ever bring you good things. And that was from 1956, and the Maguire sisters were adding their greeting with their single Happy New Year. The Maguire sisters, Ruby, Dorothy, also known as Dottie, and Phyllis, were born in Middletown, Ohio, and grew up in Miamisburg near Dayton. Their mother, Lily, was a minister at the Miamisburg First Church of God, where, as children, they sang in church for weddings, funerals and revivals. And it's incredible to think that when they first started to sing in 1935, the youngest sister, Phyllis, was just 4 years old.
You gotta
Umberto Tozzi first recorded Gloria in 1979, but the best known version of that song is the one we've just listened to by Laura Branigan. It went platinum in 1982 and became her signature song. I'm playing it for Gloria Thomas, whose birthday it is today. Many happy returns of the day, Gloria. All good wishes are being sent to you from everyone here at Sid Valley Radio, and we all hope you have a lovely day. Okay, so let's slow things down a little now, courtesy of Miss Linda Ronstadt.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you try the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. The Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Well, it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the things that you can't get. Desperado, you know you ain't getting younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prisoner's walking through this world all.
Now, Desperado by Linda Ronstadt was written by Glenn Frey and Don Henley of the Eagles. And they first recorded it in 73, I think it was, and it was on one of their albums. Now, Linda released her version of the song the following year. Although it was never released as a single by the Eagles, it became one of the Eagles' best-known songs, and Don Henley credited Linda Ronstadt for the popularisation of the song with her cover, and described her version, in fact, as poignant and beautiful. Yeah. You know you've done right when you, one of the writers of the songs say that about your version. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played a medieval song, and so many of you kindly wrote in to ask to hear another. So if you did write in, this is for you. And even if you didn't, this is for you. accordion is a lively dance which was extremely popular in the mid-15th to the late 16th centuries, and it was first played in the Burgundian court and then all over the French kingdom, in fact. There's only 5 steps to the dance, which are repeated until the music finishes. 5 steps? Sounds like one even I might be able to manage. Now we're heading to 1968, where the Zombies await with Mr. Colin Blunstone, and they're going to tell us that this will be our year.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Melody.
happiness is chilled by winter's breeze. And I keep on remembering the day that you came along. Since you've left, well, I just sing this song.
Singer and songwriter Donna Summer, and a track taken from her 1977 album, which was entitled Four Seasons of Love. It's over 6 minutes long on the album, but thankfully it was edited down for the singles market. I think it was released to show that Miss Summers was more than just a disco queen. Not sure how it worked out, but hey ho, it's certainly a lovely, lovely song. Now, Eva Hughes emailed me with this week's challenge. She wondered if I had the original version of Do You Wanna Dance? Well, Eva, indeed I do. Song that has had more than over 100 cover versions made of it, and we just listened to the original, which was from 1958, and it was from Bobby Freeman. And Eva Hughes wanted to hear the original version, wondered if I had it in the library, and indeed I did. So that record is for you, Eva. Thank you so much for writing in. Tori Amos is up next, and she's first of two records with New Year in the title, so be warned.
Glasses raised, we all say cheers. Could this be the one, our New Year? Even after all this time, I don't know why you went away.
Happy New Year, may we all have a vision now and then.
times I see all the brave new world arise, and I see how it thrives in the ashes of our lives. Oh yes, man is a fool, and he thinks he'll be okay, dragging on free to play, never knowing he's astray. Keeps on going anyway. Happy New Year.
Album Super Trooper 1980. So that always makes me laugh. Obviously 1980 was a time when it paid to have a rhyming title, and it meant that your album was extra cool. Super Trooper. That was ABBA, and Happy New Year, played at the request of Karen Archer, who loves the song and plays it every New Year's Day as a family tradition. It's lovely to have a tradition beyond the ones for Christmas. So thank you for sharing that, Karen. Nice to hear from you as well. Now, in the 1934 film Dames, Dick Powell sang a Warren and Durbin song called... Yes, I Only Have Eyes for You. There were quite a few recordings made of this song in 1934 when the film came out. But it wasn't a chart success until 1959, when a doo-wop group called the Flamingos recorded it.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. The moon may be are here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all
you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie. This is Neda from Feminem.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a-hop. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a-hop. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side. A-hop, up to Missy Mousie's door, uh-huh. He rode up to Missy Mousie's door, uh-huh. He rode up to Missy Mousie's door, and he'd been there many, many times before, uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh, oh yeah.
Bye-bye, baby bunting, Papa's gone a-hunting, to get a little rabbit skin to wrap his little baby in.
Well, he took him Missy Mouse upon his knee, uh-huh. And he said, Missy Mouse, will you marry me, uh-huh? Oh, no. Well, without my Uncle Rat's consent, no, no, I wouldn't marry the president, blind mice, see how they run. They all ran out to the farmer's wife. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life? It's two little Indians playing with a gun. One shot the other, and then there was one who. Where will the wedding breakfast be, uh-huh? Way down yonder in a hollow tree, uh-huh. Next came in was a two-legged flea, and he did a little dance with a bumblebee, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Fee-fo-fi-fum, I smell blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Well, now they all went for a ride off the lake, uh-huh. They got swallowed up by a big black snake, uh-huh. Well, there's bread and cheese upon the shelf, and if you want to hear more, you're going to sing it yourself, uh-huh. Well, the froggy went a-courtin' and he did it right, uh-huh. He had a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh.
Released in December of 1971 on Epic Records, that was the reworking of Froggy Went A-Courting, written and recorded by Jimmy Rogers. And I'm sure it's a song that we are all very familiar with back in our childhood days. Now, let's play something for Maureen and Frank Adler.
Singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
Cry over you.
When
singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
From 1957, Guy Mitchell singing the blues, and it was played for Maureen and Frank Adler, who are celebrating their wedding anniversary next week, and they contacted me to ask if I would play their favourite singer's recording of their favourite song. Okay, it's your wedding anniversary. We won't read into it. Singing the blues. Seriously, have a wonderful anniversary, and I'm sure you will love Croatia.
Seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try.
Thank you.
song I think we're probably all very familiar with. For one reason or another, it was called The Stripper, and it's an instrumental composed by David Rose, who recorded it in 1958 but didn't release it, in fact, for 4 years, for reasons best known to himself and his record company. Maybe his mum was mad at him or something, I don't know. What are you working on, David? That's a catchy tune. What's it called? Go to your room immediately, David. Anyway, let's have a bit of Prince, shall we? Is the lead single from Prince's 8th album, Parade, which served as a soundtrack to Prince's 2nd film, Under the Cherry Moon. Although the song was not prominently featured in Under the Cherry Moon, it quickly became not only a huge hit for Prince, but also became one of his most iconic songs. Tom Jones, I think you'll remember, did a cover, but it now prompts me to ask you, which version do you prefer? Tom Jones's version or the original by Prince? Write in and let me know. I'm interested in all your opinions. Well, let's pop back further in time than we usually do on this programme and play a song from 1929.
Come, you ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song. Sang it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the Renaissance Penny's farm. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. You move out on Penny's farm, plant a little crop of bagger and a little crop of corn. Come around and see you gonna flit and plot till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. And George Penny got a flattering mouth. Move you to the country in a little log house. Got no windows but the cracks in the wall. He'll work you all summer and he'll rob you in the fall. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. You go in the field, you'll work all day. Wave the night, but you get no pay. Promise to meet our little bucket of lard. It's hard to be a runner on Penny's farm. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. Here, George Penny, he'll come into town with a wagon load of peaches, not a one of them sound. Got to have his money or somebody's check. Pay him for a bushel and you don't get a peck. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. George Penny Reynolds, they'll come into town with the hands in the pockets and the head hanging down. Go in the store and the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm looking for my pay. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. Down in his pocket with a trembling hand. Can't pay all, but I pay you what I can. Then to the telephone, the merchant make a call. He'll put you on chain gang, don't pay at all. It's hard times in the country out on Penny's farm.
Now, almost nothing is known of the Bentley Boys, except for they were from North Carolina. The song is about sharecropping and, over the years, has lived several lives through parody and adaptation and to other occupations. I seem to remember there was one about mining that I remember hearing. But Down on Penny's Farm was recorded in 1929. I can't tell you anything about them, as I said, but the record, they recorded it at 284 West Main Street in Johnson City, Tennessee, on the 29th of September for Columbia Records. And that is that for another week. Thank you for spending the last hour with me, and I sincerely hope that you will join me again at 2 p.m. next Sunday, when we will listen again to some forgotten gems that were recorded on vinyl. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which starts at the top of the hour and is with me. And after that, we have an old time radio hour programme where we revisit the radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for all your messages, as always, and I will do my best to reply to you this week. OK, so I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. And in the meantime, take it away, Winifred. Have a great week, everyone.